Okay. So just to sort of wrap up where we left off with Mitzvah Chav Zayin, with the 27th Mitzvah of the Torah. So we finished the reading inside of the Chinuch, but just to clarify the question that we brought up, and that is, can a person draw a picture of the sun or the moon or the like and these sort of heavenly bodies that we have? And so we saw that it's really not a simple question, it's really not a simple answer to this question. Shulchan Aruch basically says straight out that you cannot do it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says and the like, and many of the commentaries say that one cannot do it. The question really comes down to, I feel like most of us in this room are usually not drawing pictures of suns and moons. Really, it's a question for kids, right? Are kids allowed to draw pictures of suns and moons because they are heavenly bodies, and God forbid someone might think that they are a god or they used to be seen as gods? So can a kid do it? And more importantly, can a kindergarten teacher or a preschool teacher teach the kids in the class to do it? So it's a very complicated question. Rav Moshe Feinstein rules that at the end of the day, we know that most kids, unless you have a mini Pablo Picasso in your class, the average kid, they could say they're drawing a sun, but it'll look like, you know, like a dinosaur. You know, it's going to be totally not looking like a sun, and therefore it would be permissible. However, to teach a kid to say, draw a sun that looks like a sun, and they're actually going to perfectly make it like a sun, then that seemingly would be a problem. And he does stress as well that once the kid does get old enough to understand how to draw a sun, and that it could be prohibited to do this, so he recommends that people should tell the kids to stop drawing it. So when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, try not to draw these pictures, because there are prohibitions. There are other opinions that do seem to give a lot more leniencies, and in particular when it comes to buying a painting that has one of these images in it, there seems to be other leniencies there as well. But in general, try not to draw these things yourself, at least as an adult. If you have any private questions, feel free to speak to me privately. Okay, we are up to Mitzvah Chav Chet, the 28th Mitzvah of the Torah, and that is Shelo L'Hishtachavos L'Avodah Zarah, that a person is not allowed to bow down to Avodah Zarah. So what does this mean? So the Pasuk says, Lo Tishtachaveh Lahem, you shall not bow down to them. Lo Ta'avim, you shall not worship them. Ki Anochi Hashem Elokecha, because I am Hashem your God. El Kanai, my jealous God. Poki Navon Avos Albanim, Al Shlishim Al Rebim Lisonai, that God delivers punishment to the third and fourth generations of people, of sinners. Vos Echesed La'alafim La'ahave L'Shermei Mitzvosai, and God does good for those people who keep the commandments for thousands of generations afterwards. So what is this mitzvah? So the Chinuch writes, Shelo l'hishtachavos l'avodah zarah, the person cannot bow down to avodah zarah. V'avodah zarah hi kol sheyavu zulasi ha'el baruch hu. Right? So what is avodah zarah? Anything that would be considered an object or an item of worship that is not God. Because the pasuk says, you shall not bow down to them, you shall not worship them. So it's a little complicated to understand what the meaning of the pasuk is. Let's say I decide to bow down to something, but I have no interest in serving it. I'm just bowing down to it. So it says the chinuch, no, you should not think that the explanation of the pasuk is that only if I'm going to bow down to it to worship it, then it's prohibited. That's not what it means. Right? Because this would lead us to think that maybe if I bow down to it, just because I feel like bowing down one day, but I'm not actually worshiping it, because we would think that that maybe is not prohibited. That's not the correct understanding. Shahari b'makom acher ne'amar b'Torah, because in another place the Torah says explicitly, kilo tishtachaveh le'el acher, that you should not bow down in general. No other qualifications, just that you cannot bow down. Sha'asra ha'ishtachaveh, bilvad b'shum tzad, because this pasuk over here clearly prohibits bowing down in any situation whatsoever. The Amnam, Samach Eileha Velo Tadim Lomar, rather the Torah gave us this pasuk over here, which specifically juxtaposes the fact that we're Lo Tishtachaveh, to not bow down, and Velo Tadim, and not to worship. These are juxtaposed here together to teach you what? That bowing down is one of the main methods of serving other gods, such that even if this is not the regular method of serving a god, no matter what, if I do this with any god, if I bow down to it, then it's going to be prohibited. And so we learn from here, along with the supplementation of other verses, this is something that we're already familiar with. This is already the third mitzvah we have on Avodah Zarah, that there are four general types of serving gods, four objective forms of Avodah Zarah, forms of worship of Avodah Zarah, that if I do these four things, even if they are not explicitly prohibited for this specific god, then they're still going to be asur, they're still not going to be allowed. Sha'arba abudos him shehikpida haTorah behem bechol abudazar shebaolam. Right, because there are four ways of serving gods that are going to be prohibited no matter what. Objectively, va'afilu ein derech abudasa bekach chayavan alehen. Even if it's not normally the way you serve it, it's still going to be prohibited. Va'achas minha hishtachava. And one of those forms of serving other gods, that's an objective prohibition of serving, is going to be bowing down. And then so shoresh mitzvah zoya dua. Then he gives the underlying purpose of the mitzvah, which is, it's just known, he says. He's tired of explaining this concept. Everyone should know at this point that we believe in only one God. We don't serve other gods. And if you want to know why, well, look in the previous mitzvahs. But at this point, he says it's known. So we'll stop right here. And God willing, tomorrow we'll conclude the rest of the mitzvah. But for now, we'll stop.